Okie dokie. Boys, we're going to start the new sugya. A piv mitzupe zav, the daf of daf chavzayin or mid aleph, and also move into the sugya after that. Which is itself a very, very fascinating sugya. There's a lot to talk about in that sugya. But first, we'll start with the top of daf chavzayin or mid aleph, where the Gemara says, Piv mitzupe zav, says the Gemara, Blatanya, Tzupeyu zav b'mokom hanochas piv is possible. Shalom b'mokom hanochas piv is kosher. So Gemara is asking the question, how could you say over here, piv mitzupe zav, and then say that that's the case, is that the peh is mitzupe zav, if the Braisa says, if Tzupeyu zav b'mokom hanochas piv is possible. So it would appear that a makom hanochas piv is not going to be good, says the Gemara. Amar Abaye, kitzna. Nami b'masnison shloy b'makom hanochas piv tna. Our Mishnah also does not mean makom hanochas piv, even though it says piv mitzupe zav. So we'll see. The Gemara, I believe, later on also goes through exactly how that happens. Does anyone need a pen? Okay, so my friends, I have a small diuk. It's my own diuk. I hope you like it. I'm gonna give it some back. My diuk is, it's interesting to me that the Braisa says, Tzipeza makom hanochas piv, pasul. Pasul is an interesting diuk to me. It's hustle or you're not yoitze. It's hustle or you're not yoitze. I'm wondering, I'll tell you where my ears went up. Because okay? I didn't see it in the Gemara. But when I saw Rabbeinu Chananel, I said, what is he saying? I said, why stop the presses? Listen to this Rabbeinu Chananel. It's right inside of your Gemara. Piv shel tzoifer mitzupesav, v'kim na shalom ha-mokam ha-nochas piv, ava ha-mokam ha-nochas piv, Puzzle who I say shofar. What was that? What, he's emphasizing. Every time I see extra words, I'm like, what is he doing? Puzzle who I say shofar. So what is Rabbeinu Chananel emphasizing? Sounds like the shofar is puzzle. It's a psul in the shofar. I will show it to you very clearly in the Rambam. The Rambam brings the following halachas. What? No, clearly not. Clearly not. If you take off the gold, the shofar is not going to be puzzle. But now the shofar is puzzle. It's interesting. It's interesting. Listen to the Rambam. Hilchos shofar perek aleph halacha vav. Says the Rambam the following thing. Tzipeyu zav b'mokom hanochas peh puzzle. Nosan in the very same halacha. Nosan shofar b'soich shofar. You put one shofar inside of the other shofar. Im kol pnimi shama yotza. V'im kol chitzon shama lo yotza. So in the very same Rambam, when the Rambam says it's good, one time he says, or it's no good, he says it's pasul. And the other time when he says it's no good, he says lo yotza. Why by Nosan Shofar b'soich Shofar, the Rambam's language is lo yatza, and when the Rambam's talking about Tzipeyu Zav, the Rambam says puzzle. It sounds like the Rambam is saying one is I can't be yotze, the other one is the Shofar is puzzle. We got to figure that out. So if we read the Rashi, let's read the Rashi. What Rashi says over here. We'll see the Rebbe Yashiv, and we'll try to come out that maybe it's a machloikus rishon. Rashi says, "Tzipeyu zav b'mokom hanochas piv pasul shehatakia b'zav v'loy b'shofar." I honestly am not sure exactly what Rashi means. Can someone help me out? What does Rashi mean to say shehatakia b'zav v'loy b'shofar?
Oh. Okay, listen, Chevra. I want you to draw your own conclusions. I want to tell the way Rabbi Yashiv learned. That's not exactly the way I learned the first time, but I'll tell you the way Rabbi Yashiv learned, and we'll see. You can draw your own conclusions. You are entitled to have your own shot in Rashi. Let me tell you what Rabbi Yashiv said. It was not my first understanding. We have it in front of us. Anyone need Mar Makomis? That should be over there on the Bima. Rabbi Yashiv says, Pirish Rashi, Shatkiya Bezavalo B'Shaifer, Mashma, Shahatam Hu, the Ein Nishma Kol Shaifer B'Muchlot. The coils of Mishana Mikol Hashoifar. Says Rabbi Yashiv, it sounds like that the sound of the shofar is not authentic. There's something wrong with the sound of the shofar. Okay, let's leave that one alone for a second. We'll get back to that soon. I want to understand what Rashi's saying for a second, okay? What is Rashi saying? Rabbi Yashiv is understanding Rashi's saying, Shatakiya bizav aloy b'shaifar, is that you're not hearing a genuine sound of the shaifar. Says Rabbi Yashiv, so in theory, let's say there was gold anywhere inside of your shaifar. Inside of the shaifar. Where you're blowing through. If there's gold slapped on the outside, it's not a problem because that's not going to affect the sound of the shofar. Plated. So Rabbi Yashiv is understanding, this is what Baruch is bringing out. Where is the gold? The gold, oh snap, we need our shofar. Does anyone have anything that has a tube? What? Open a pen.
Small, but thank you. It's a good idea.
Use
this one right here.
Makom Anochas Peh could be over here, where the lips go, or it could actually be a little bit inside. It could be on the inside. Rabbi Yashiv is saying that the sound is coming from the gold. Which means that it's not that I'm putting my lips on the gold, but when I'm pushing the air through, it's going through the gold. If I put my lips on top of it, it doesn't mean that necessarily that the sound is going through there. It just means my lips are touching it. But Rabbi Yashiv is saying, the koil hazov is mishane koil hashoifar. And he says, in theory, even if somewhere inside, you over there, you'd have gold, it would also be possible. Because then the gold is changing the sound of the shofar. Well, not when it's puzzle. Rabbi Yashiv says, and when it's puzzle, it could be anywhere from the lips inside from there. That's where Rabbi Yashiv learns. So then, and when he brings the Ramban, that learns differently. I don't know if that's such a simple pshat and Rashi, by the way. I don't know for sure if I would have learned that pshat and Rashi. Could plate the inside also. It's a different type of plating. Plating means you're putting around. You can plate from the inside, plate from the outside. He says that the Ramban argues. The Ramban pirish b'inyin acher. Dibimokom anachas pir potzol mitzad chatzitza. Chatzitza. Ba'apa pishakol l'noisa in a chaytzeit. Achashayni d'b'inam chiyagia piv b'shoifer. Your lips have to touch the shofar, says the Ramban. And if my lips are touching the gold, they're not touching the shofar. So according to Ramban, is it about altering the sound of the shofar? No. It's about the fact that my lips do not touch the shofar. My lips need to touch the shofar. Nafkamina between Ramban and this pshat of Rabbi Yashiv and Rashi. I'm going to tell you in a second a great nafkamina. Let's get it again clear. According to the way Rabbi Yashiv is learning Rashi, is the problem with the physical touch, the problem is with the sound. The sound is not authentic. You need an authentic shofar sound. And when you have gold there, it's going to affect the sound. Masha'enken, according to the Ramban, it has nothing to do with the sound. It has to do with you need to touch the shofar with your lips. your lips have to touch the shofar. So one nafkamina is probably going to be where the plating is. If the plating just touches the lips, but doesn't go into the canal of the shofar at all, according to the Ramban, it's going to be pasul. According to what we're saying, Rashi, it might not be pasul because I'm not affecting the sound. But another nafkamina will bring it out. Hold on one more second. This will bring it clear to you, my friends, is as follows. What happens if he does the following thing? He blows very close to the shofar, but he doesn't ever actually touch the shofar. And he does this. It's not going to make much noise because pens don't make noise, but... Too loud? Sorry. My lips didn't touch the pen at all. Is there any sound other than pen sound coming? No. But the lips are not touching the shofar. Says the Achrayim. Then let me just be right. If you hold like the Ramban, that says your lips need to touch the shofar. So when you blow like this, is yaitze. No, the lips are not touching the shofar. But if you hold like the Rabbi Yosef is learning in Rashi, that the pshat is you need an unadulterated shofar sound. I got an unadulterated shofar sound. There's nothing other than my wind, or what's a better word, my breath, and the shofar. It's going to be yaitze. Hold on, Avi, what do you say? Got that? Is that nafkamina clear? These are the two pshatim we have in the Gemara. If the psul is because you need to touch the lips of the shofar, and if you have gold, you're not touching, or the psul is because the sound is not authentic. Nafkamina, if a regular shofar, there's no gold here, no gold, just a regular shofar, go ahead. If you hold your lips after touch, lips are not touching. If you hold, it's just a question of that there's not authentic sound, I hear there's a problem. Yes, sir. The Rambam, yeah, that's the Gemara says the lashon of anachas piv. It's not the Rambam. It's not the Gemara. The Gemara, nothing to do with the Rambam, right? Okay, what's the problem? So that's kind of Rabbi Yashiv's question. He himself asked the question. He says, it's not about anachas piv. It's anywhere inside the shofar. It means from anachas piv inward. But anything of that is going to ki'ilu, it's going to dilute the sound of the shofar. So makom anachas piv is just as opposed to on the top of the shofar. Maybe it's going with what Moshe is saying. Usually people don't play inside. The closest place you're going to play is a makom anachas piv. That's going to be possible. Rabbi Yashiv says not like that. It says not like that. I mean, anyway, if it's shlo b'rachma spin, it's kasher. So it's clearly not the fact that the Gemara says clearly outside is going to be okay. The problem is only going to be inside. Anywhere inside, even a makom b'rachma spin, is the most likely place someone's going to play inside. That's what it sounds like. Hold on a second. Baruch, yeah. There's no gold. There's no gold. I have a regular shofar, no gold. I blow the shofar, there's no gold on the shofar. Nothing's changing. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't make that clear. This is the nafkamina that exists. Yeah. What if what? Right. Is it outside or inside? The outside of the shofar, it seems like it's not going to affect. Right. That would be another nafkamina. Very good. Another nafkamina. Just want to see who says this nafkamina. One of the Rishonim say, the Achronim, say the nafkamina, if you blow it without touching it. So what's going to come out, l'choira, is as follows. The Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says this nafkamina. It's going to come out as follows. The Choyra, you could say the Machlokes is like this. You ready, Chaim? Is there an inyan in a Maisot Kias Shofar? We are hyping the Shmias Kol Shofar. That's what we've been hyping. So now, I made a coil of a shofar. I didn't do a Maisa Tkia, but I generated a coil of a shofar. Do I need a mice? Do my lips have to touch the shofar? So we've been hyping the Shmias Kol Shofar. Perhaps you could say that's all you need. You need to hear the call of the shofar. So if I heard a call shofar, I'm yotze. What's the problem with the gold? Because then I'm not hearing a call shofar. Because then it's adulterated. There's a problem with the call. I'm not hearing it properly. This is not a real call of a shofar. We'll have to deal with how that, forget about the other issues. We'll get to it. Let's leave that alone for now, okay? It's a good question. I have to hear the call, an authentic Kol Shofar. I don't need a tekiah. So if anyone, I don't need a mice. Or do you say, no, you need your lips have to touch the shofar in order to have a mice tekiah. Now we spoke about, the Rambam is the one who's championing the idea of Shmias Kol Shofar. There are those that argue and hold that the tekiah is critical. And there are those that hold of both. We'll see. Some people hold you need a tekiah and the shmiah. Just because I hold shmiah is critical, doesn't mean that I don't also hold a tkiah. So we'll have to see later on, Beis Hashem. But perhaps this is the pshat, and we're saying that the shofar is pasul. If you hold that the pshat is that there's a chatzitza, so it's just I'm not blowing the shofar, so it's not a problem with the shofar, it's just my lips are not on the shofar. If there would be a distance, it's also not yoytze. If I go like this, according to the Ramban, are you yoytze? No. Is there anything wrong with the shofar? I just didn't put my lips on the shofar. You can't say the shofar is puzzle. Just got to put my lips on it. It's not a psul in the shofar. What? The chayra, the pshat of puzzle is much better. If you say that the shofar cannot generate a coil, the shofar is possible. What? Nechanami, it doesn't fit with the Rambam. What? They'll have to see the lashon of possible is left after. Okay. Rabbeisai. Does anyone have any horrors on the phone? Take that as a no. Zok the Gemara Viter. Says the Gemara, Vishtei Chatzoytzois Minat Sodim, Vitrei Koli, Mi Mishtami. Can a person hear two sounds at once? Vatanya, Zokhar Visham or B'divar Echot Nemru. Hashem spoke. He said, "Zachar v'shamor," at once. One mouth cannot say two things at once. So this was a miracle. One ear or two ears cannot hear two things at once. It was a double miracle. It was a miracle that Hashem was able to generate this call. It was a miracle that we were able to hear this call. What do we need these miracles for? Why does Hashem have to do that? Like, what was the point of Zachar v'Shamor saying, at the simultaneous? What are we trying to learn from this? Says the Shvo HaKadosh, Haflo Vofele. He says, if you look in the Torah, so Zachar is written in Parshas Yisroi, Shamor is written in Parshas Ve'eschanon. Because we can't write both of them together. We can't, write Zachar and Shamor one on top of the other. So we wrote the Luchos twice. Luchos Rishonos have Zachar. Luchos Shniyos have Shamor, and that's the way. And we'll see that there's a discrepancy not just in those words, but by Zachar the pasuk says, Zachar Yom Shabbos Likachoy Kisheishes Yomim Also Hashem Es Shemayim Vesaret Yom Shvishos. Then it says Shamor. It says Bizocharta Ki Eved Ayisa BeEretz Mitzray, which means there's two elements of Shabbos. There's an element of Shabbos, which is Zecher, to Shisha Yemei Bereishis. So Hashem created the world 6 days and he rested on the seventh. That's the Zohar element of Shabbos. There's a Shomer element of Shabbos, which is somehow connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Zachar to Kiever Yisa Be'eretz Mitzrayim, which, by the way, this is going to help, I hope, with so many times you speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, things that don't seem to be connected. What does Bereishis have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim? Says the Shlach Kaddish as follows. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Kaddish Baruch who shows his control over the Bria. Now, if he has the control over the Bria, so then that is an indication that he's the one who made the Bria. So, in fact, the Yitzias Mitzrayim is linked to Bria Sa'olam. So the two of them go hand in hand. Zochar v'shomer Dibrei Hachem Ne'emru is to show us that through Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have confirmation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Through Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem has control over everything down here. He has control over the seas, the ground, Shamayim, everywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll bring Barad, I'll bring Dam, I'll bring Aroy from all over. Hashem says, I control everything. That is confirmation Hashem created the world. So therefore, Zachar, V'shamar, V'dibur, Echad, Nemru. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Drash Moshe, brings an interesting Maimur Chazal. It says, any person who's Mechalel Shabbos, it's Ki'ilu, he's Mechalel Yom Tov. Any person who's Mechalel Yom Tov, it's Ki'ilu, he's Mechalel Shabbos. He explains, because the two of them are really linked to each other. And if a person is not Mekabel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Yetzias Mitzrayim, he loses confirmation in Shabbos also that Hashem created the world. So that's why Hashem did this. He made like this special thing of us being able to hear the two of them together. Akopanim, but a regular situation, it's not Maimon Har Sinai. Can a person hear two sounds together? No. Frek the Turei Evin. Moira de Kakasha. Moira de Kakasha. Says the Turei Evin, I got it. When we're at Maimon Har Sinai, which one do we want to hear, Zachar or Shamor? Trick question, my friends. Which one do we want to hear, Zachar or Shamor? Both. But when we're in the Beis HaMikdash and they're blowing shofar and chatzotzreis, which one do we want to hear? On Rosh Hashanah, we're in the Beis HaMikdash and they're blowing shofar and chatzotzreis. Which one do we want to hear? Shofar. So how could you bring me a raya? Just because we say you can't hear the two of them together, that means that you can't hear only the shofar when there's also chatzotzreis. Maybe I can't multitask and hear both of them, but I could hear exclusively the shofar, as I frek the Turei Evin. Huh? Which class is that? Okay, so that's the Gemara is going to talk about right here. We're going to try to like play this out right now. It doesn't seem like the Gemara is dealing with that. Okay, but you're asking an even bigger question. You're saying, how could you compare words to instruments? Okay, that's a different question. That will have to be dealt with. Not a question. The point is like this. Maybe I can't juggle both of them, but I could do one of them. If a person throws me two balls, can I catch both of them? No. Can I catch one of the two if I say, okay, I'm just going to catch that one? I could, maybe. Maybe I could catch that one. So the fact that I can't catch both of them doesn't mean I can't catch one. So I zoch b'shomer. I can't hear both. But maybe I could try to like zone in on one. I say, frek the Turei Evin. Says the Turei Evin, Elamai, you're making a mistake. And in the Mikdash, you don't have to hear only the Shofar. You also have to hear Chatzotzreis. So is it identical to Zachar v'Shamar? Yes. Zachar v'Shamar, I'm trying to hear both the word Zachar and the word Shamar. In the Beis HaMikdash, I'm trying to hear the Shofar and the chatzoitzeres. So the Gemara makes an exact comparison. That's what the Turi Evan says. The Turi Evan comes to a conclusion that it must mean that in the Beis HaMikdash, I have to try to hear the shofar and the chatzoitzeres. Good, good. We'll get there in a second. Good. Excellent. He's arguing. That's what we said. We had said back in the day that there's no mitzvah in hearing the chatzoitzeres who brought arrived from the Gemara's maskona. But right now in the Gemara's kasha, the Turi Evan is veering off. It seems to me the Turi Evan is saying, you need to hear the shofar and the chatzoitzeres. We had learned before that you only have to hear the shofar. What? Can't hear you so well. We know you have to blow the chatzoitzeres. We don't know that you have to hear the chatzoitzeres. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira assumed that you only have to blow them. I will show you that I think it's a machloikas rishonim. We gave it out on a Maror Mekoymis. If you look at the Maror Mekoymis for a second, look at the Ritva first. It's on the right side. The Ritva says, Shtei chatzoitzeres mi beis stadim lememra detrei kali mishtoi. You mean to say that you could hear two kailois? Pirish sheyishoma kol shofar shehu mitzvahs hayoyim mi bein shtei chatzoitzeres. What is clearly is the Ritva saying? What do you have to hear? Only shofar. Klar v'detog. Only shofar. You do not need to hear the chatzoitzeres. So how do I hear the shofar out of this noise of the chatzoitzeres that's with us? That's the way the Ritva learns the kasha. Not like the Turi Evan. However, if you look at the Tosfos Rid, I believe he learns like the Turi Evan. Says the Tosfos Rid, "Betray koli mi mishtami v'atanya zocha v'shamer pirish hecha deika trei koli chad mivad v'avel chaverte." So hine nami ze tokeya b'shoifer hine nami ze tokeya b'shoifer v'ze tokeya b'chatzoitzeres ein adam mevin loy kol hashoifer v'loy kol hachatzoitzeres. I can't hear either one of them. Loy kol hashoifer v'loy kol hachatzoitzeres. What does it sound like from the Tosfos Rid? What do you need to hear? Both of them. Bada bing, bada boom. We have a machlokes rishonim. According to the Ritva, the Gemara's question was, I can hear the shofar. According to Tosfos Rid, the Gemara's question is, I can hear not the shofar, not the chatzoitzeres. Who needs to hear the chatzoitzeres? You need to hear the chatzoitzeres. Oh. So we have a machlokes rishonim if you have to hear the chatzoitzeres. We're assuming that the trumpets are loud. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how good you are at blowing a shofar. You know, I don't know about, you know, if the volume, if the decimal is going to make a difference. At the moment, we haven't seen anyone talk about that it's two against one, this one's louder than the other. We haven't seen anyone discuss that. So, what did you say? You hear something, but you can't zone in on the shofar or the chatzoitzeres. What? Right? You just hear a blend. When I listen to music, Yossi, I don't hear like the violin or the, I just hear music. I hear it's an orchestra. What'd you say? Yeah, normal people don't hear. Most people do not hear anything other than the music has blended. So Rabbi said like this. We have it appears to be a machloikas rishonim. The shaila is lama zen the gemara's teretz zok the gemara. Let's see it again for the two dots. Utrei kolim mimishtami. That's why we're being mayrich with the shofar. Aboisai, the Gemara's teretz works much smoother with one of our two shitas on the Rishonim. That's why we blow the shofar longer. Who does it work smoother with? Clearly with the Ritva. The Ritva says the only thing you need to hear is what? Shofar. Lakach mayrich b'shofar. That was the raya that Rav Moshe Shmuel brought that says that we only need to hear shofar. However, now that we have found Turi Evan and more prominent Tosfos Rid that says that you need to hear Chatzoitz Rois, what is the Gemara's teretz? Lakach mayrich b'shofar. That doesn't help me. But I need to hear both of them. But the Gemara is saying not like that now. The Gemara is saying, I thought I can't hear both. That was the Gemara's question. You can't hear both. So the Gemara, don't worry about it. I'll be mayrich b'shofar in order to be able to hear. So I needed to hear. So then, but you're helping with one thing, by the way. Okay, so Chesky, that was brilliant. And I'm going to show you the three evidences, kind of what you said, which is like mixing a little with Avi. Let's go step by step, though, okay? Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that. What you're saying is that you start the chatzotzes early and finish the shofar, and so then that we should tell us you have to start with this. The Gemara just says all you have to do is be mayrich with the shofar. What? In the question, it seems like we were bothered. I can't hear the chatzotzes. It sounded like in the question. So let's go with, I want to go step by step. I want to say one teretz that one of the Bachram said. I don't remember who said it. It is an awesome teretz. And then we're going to get to Chatzis teretz. One of the Bachram said the following teretz. Said, listen, the shofar, I have to hear alone. Because outside of the mikdash, what's the only mitzvah that you have on Rosh Hashanah? Outside of the mikdash, just shofar. When I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, I have a mitzvah to add Chatzotzeres. But maybe the mitzvah of Chatzotzeres is to hear the Chatzotzeres together with the shofar. You're right. The mitzvah of shofar is to hear it separately. For Haraya, when I'm out of the Mikdash, I have to hear just shofar. So shofar, I have to hear alone. Chatzotzeres, I don't have to hear. I have to hear it, but not alone. I have to hear it, but not alone. That's the hearing. I have to hear, I'll say it like this, I have to hear, you're right, I have to hear Chatzotzeres, Vikoil, Shofar, Haril, I have to hear the two of them together. I don't have to hear Chatzotzeres alone. I have to hear the Chatzotzeres with the Shofar. What'd you say? You can hear something. You just can't, you cannot isolate. So the mitzvah is to listen to the band. And I'm listening to a band. Can I enjoy the music of the band together? Yes. Can I hear the guy playing the triangle? Can I zone in on the triangle? No. But if the mitzvah is to hear the band, so I hear the band. So, but if the mitzvah is to hear the just the bass guitar, I don't know what the other guitar is called. What's the other one called? It's just bass and electric? Acoustic. If I have to hear the bass, I can't hear the bass and not the acoustic. I can't do that. So shofar is a mitzvah to isolate you just the shofar. How do I know that? Because outside the Beis HaMikdash, you just blow shofar. So in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't lose that mitzvah of just shofar. But there's another mitzvah of listening to the band. I can hear the band shazamin. It's a beautiful teretz. I don't remember who said it. One of the Bachrim. Love it. They're creating a harmony. It could be. It could be. That could be. Could be right. It's very possible. So the fizeh, I'll tell you what the problem is, which I think Chaim is picking up right now. Chaim never lets me get away with anything. The Gemara's problem is, the only kasha is only from shofar. Chatzotzos is never a kasha. Because we can listen to the chatzotzos together with the shofar. It's part of the band. But when we read the Tosfos Rid, it sounded like he was bothered. I can't hear the shofar, and I can't hear the chatzotzos. Can hear as much of the chatzotzos as you need. You're right, I can't isolate, but you don't need to isolate. It sounds like from the Tosfos Rid, you need to isolate the chatzotzos also. And this band shot is not true, even though I love it. So Chaim is like putting a little bit of a damper on this shot. Comes along Chesky Jocelyn, and he says, Moiridika Nias, he's Mechavin to the Turi Evan. Turi Evan does the following Goinus. Chesky's Goinus. And I had a big kash on it. I think that Avi Zalinger answered the kash just now. He answered half the kash, the other half I still have. Listen to this Goinus, my friends, like this. Can I zone in on one sound when there's two sounds? In theory, what does the Turi Evan hold? Can I do that? The fact that I can't listen to both together doesn't mean I can't zone in on one. So can I just, if I only have to hear one, can I do that? Yes. So this is the Turi Evan. When I'm marich b'shofar, and I hear the shofar by itself, what do I have to do when they're blowing the both of them together? I don't have to hear the shofar because I'm going to hear the shofar later. So what do I have to do when they're blowing the two of them together? Just hear chatzotzos. I can do that. I can do that. I'm good enough at that. So the Gemara's answer is not, we took care of shofar, don't worry about chatzotzos. The Gemara's answer, I took care of both of them. How? When they're blowing the two together, listen to what? The chatzotzos. And when they stop blowing chatzotzos, then you can listen to shofar. Good. Chesky, did I say it well? This is the terrace of the Turi Evan. Haflo v'fele. Givaldik. So, you got it? Time? Say it again? You don't like it so much. Okay, well, hold on to the questions. But you got it? You got it? Let's say the Teretz one more time. The Turi Evan is making an assumption. I need to hear Shofar, I need to hear Chatzotzos. I need to hear each one separately. So what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, Maruch b'Shofar, okay, took care of Shofar, what's with Chatzotzos? Says the Turi Evan, I'll play with the Teretz. When they're blowing the two together, just focus on Chatzotzos. When the Maruch b'Shofar, you can listen to the Shofar. So I took care of both. So I asked, I had a problem myself. So why do you have to be marach b'shofar? Maybe marach in the chatzotzos. Be marach in whatever you want to be marach in. Oh, said Avi Zellinger, maybe the only reason you marach in that is because mitzvah yoyim b'shofar. So that's in a chanami. In theory, could you be marach b'chatzotzos according to the Turi Evan? Yes. According to the pshat that Moshe Shmuel is saying, that's ludicrous, be marach b'shofar. There's no point in being marach b'shofar. The whole point is to be marach in the chatzotzos. It would be ridiculous. The whole point is to be marach b'shofar. But according to the Turi Evan, who's saying that really I'm doing both. I in theory could have been marach with the chatzotzos if you wanted me to, but mitzvah hayoyim b'shofar. I don't want to send the wrong message, so I'm marach only b'shofar. Aber comes along Moshe Rabinowitz and says, "What I have to be marach with anything? Just do the following thing: the first half that it'll blow, I'll listen to the tekiya. The second half, I'll listen to the chatzotzos." Let him blow for a long time. Both of them. What do you need? The second half, listen to the other. That's basically what you're doing anyway. You don't accomplish anything from stopping to listen to the chatzotzos necessarily. Good. Excellent. Let's hold on. Let's explain the question. What Chesky is proposing, which is the Turi Evan, is that you can zone into one sound. So you can hear the chatzotzos even though there's shofar in the background. And you can hear the shofar even though there's chatzotzos in the background. So why don't you just blow both of them the whole time, and then the first time listen to the shofar, or the chatzaitzus, and the second time listen to the other one. Why don't you just switch midstream? What? I can't hear. Why don't we try it? So what Avi is hinting to and Chesky is saying, and I hear, is that it's going to be very hard for a person to time himself. It's like three, you know, you have to not, every person has to become a Makri. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, 3 seconds. Okay, switch over. Switch over. So what we do is we just make it a little bit easier. That's it. It's just, in a chanami, we could have done it that way. It's just not so practical. You want everyone to be able to like relax and listen to Shofar, do a little tshuva. It's very hard for me being a Makri. Because, you know, when I before I was a Makri, I was able to like try to think about tshuva and things. I'm thinking seconds the whole time. I'm like watching my watch and I'm too stressed out to do anything other than think about making sure everyone's yoy to the mitzvah. That's my tshuva, I guess. But we want people to be able to just like, it just makes it much, it's just practically better. That's what, right, Chesky? More than that. I think it's possible. Okay, Chesky. Not anymore. L'chaim. I'm familiar.
And once you hear one of them, it's impossible to hear the same sound.
Okay, so now we have to get to Avi Newman, and we have to try it and see if we can do it. So, Beis Hashem, who do we need? Who can we get? I want to get Itzi Fuchs. Anyone here has shachas to Itzi Fuchs? Can you call Yitzi and ask him to bring a shofar? You should buy a shofar. I'll pay him for it. And bring a shofar. Cheap. We're going to end up ruining it. It's coming tomorrow. What? Well, we'll bring the shofar. Let's bring a cheap shofar. Tell them that we're ruining it. Give me puzzle. Puzzle's not better. I can hear you. It's not hard to find. If he has a puzzle one, puzzle's not better. Here, I said we want to finish up over here. What time is it? Okay, what was that? Here goes, Rabbi. I want to end with the following thing. Here goes. You ready? The Gemara's teretz is lakach marich b'shoifar. So the way it goes is as follows. There's one person standing over here. He's got chatzoitris. Another person standing over here. He's got chatzoitris. And the shoifar is in the middle. They start together, it seems like, or there's no indication that they don't. And they're blowing. The chatzoitris stop, and the shoifar continues. How long does the shofar have to continue? I have only two choices for you. What are the two choices? Either, anyone? Shir of its kia, or a second. I'm certain he has to blow a shir of its kia, but I did blow a shir of its kia while the chatzoitzers are what's the word? Not escorting me, accompanying me, I'm blowing a shofar. So I blew the shofar. Now, do I have to continue blowing entire shir tekiya? Or just a teensy weensy little bit? Just enough that you can hear the shofar by itself. Abaisai, I believe the pashtus is you have to blow a shir tekiya. And most Rishonim say that. What? Well, that's in the Maskana. It's the Maskana of the Gemara. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. We'll get to that. This is only Havamina of the Gemara, though. Right now I'm in the Havamina. And a Chanami. But Pashtus Rashi is telling us what the Maskana of the Gemara is, especially as Fasemis is learning. The Gemara is going to say we're blowing it for a totally different reason. As of the moment, Tavi, we're trying to understand, I need to be Mekayim Mitzvah Tkiya Shofar. I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah. While they're both blowing, either it's too complicated or I'm listening to the Chatzotzes and not focusing on the Shofar. After the Chatzotzes is done, that's when my Mitzvah Shmiya begins. If that's when it begins, what's the Pashtus? How long does it have to blow for? Shir Tkiya. However, what? Trumpets also should have the chayra. What? They have good lungs. You ever heard my, it's Friday? That's way longer than a shir tekiya. Way longer than a shir tekiya. No problem. You have to get someone who can do, you know, aseres b'nei haman with ease. Not a problem. The Ritva argues, my friends. He doesn't argue. Atshuvit. The Ritva brings someone that argues. The Ritva brings someone that holds. Listen. What does the Gemara say? Let's just take the Gemara. Lakach marach b'shoifer. What does that mean? Just literally. Therefore, you go longer. How much longer? It doesn't say. It doesn't say kach marach shir tkiya. Lakach marach b'shoifer. But it's a pele. Why are you only marach just a teensy weensy little bit? You're cool with that?
Yeah, I just
followed you. Why not? So this might get into, is there a mitzvah in the tkiyas shofar or just in the shmiyas shofar? Could be. It could be that one is a din mitzvah the tkiyah in order to make this into a kol shofar and to blow a certain length. The other one is just a question of what I have to hear. I just have to hear some of the kol shofar. Or maybe not. We will continue with that. And more, my friends. Beis Hashem, hopefully, tomorrow.